Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, May 9th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bern, and Nikki. We've got to treasure our time with Nikki. We've only got a few more weeks with her. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm very upset about it. My stomach's very upset about it. Nikki.
Man, you are just punchy.
Nikki, on Friday night's happy hour, you told everybody, I think a lot of people are still in the dark. Walk us through what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah, everybody needs to calm the fuck down, okay?
Ooh,
like,
snap.
It's a good thing what's happening. There's no bad blood. There's no drama. It's all good vibes. So calm the fuck down, okay?
Say what it is.
I'm just basically, it's like this. I'm just moving out. That's what it is. I'm growing my wings. I'm moving away from my radio parents. That's what it is.
It hurts us a little bit.
It does.
Mostly because you're really good at what you do.
Oh, thank you.
And we really could not have gotten through the last 2 years without you. 2 years plus. Doesn't mean we're any happier about it. And a lot of people, but I don't want people to blame me and Vinny.
Yeah, no, that's pissing me off.
It's not our fault. This is what happens. That's, you know, just here's
don't
what
blame
it is.
Sarah Coleman
has ruined everything. He made it seem like the position that Nikki has is one that you stay in for 20 years.
Right.
It isn't. We're lucky to have had her for three
years. His entire life is subsidized somewhere else.
And he's able to stay.
Like yeah, that was, he was able to stay like that because he had someone covering all his bills. That's why.
And I don't.
No, you don't. And at some point, I assume you'd like to live somewhere other than your parents' house.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what?
Career.
Look, I'm glad that Hooman was happy and or whatever that he never considered. But you hope that someone learns radio, which he did. He was good. He had skills. But then you move on and go do, that's the whole thing.
Your own show, your own thing, whatever it is you want to specialize
in. You mail your resume out and you get a job offer and you start the Hooman show or the Coco show or whatever.
I like the Coco show.
I think what people are finding, like having a hard time with is because I did get a promotion, quote unquote, but this happened. Because it wasn't a full-on promotion. I think that's where people are getting confused with. I just got a raise. It wasn't a
you were promoted.
Wasn't that my response
full-time
when I first heard? I'm like, didn't we just throw a bunch of money at her?
Yeah. But this happened after I wasn't really looking. It just all happened at once. And
you had been looking. Then we gave you your big promotion.
And then I wasn't and then looking. You, and then they came these to people you approached and... me. And I was like, oh, well, we'll see what happens.
I would love to talk to you.
I mean,
well, we'll be here if that doesn't work out.
Anyway.
Sounds boring.
Yeah, but anything. Stop fabricating stories. Yeah. Stop blaming Sarah, Vinny, and Brynn, or even the company. It's just moving, growing up. Right. That's really what it is. So people need
doing
to calm
the best
the fuck
thing
down.
For you.
Yeah.
So we have you through the live shows that we're doing up in Napa. Mm-hmm. So, which is an extra special reason to try to win those tickets.
Mm.
And we're doing those all this week. And it's at 7 a.m. We give you a code word. You call right then. If you're calling 9, you're in. And then Jane repeats the word, but she works it in like it's, if the word's secret, she'll say, I got to tell you a secret. She doesn't call attention to it.
Today, then, Mark from San Francisco won.
Oh, Mark.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm. He's super excited.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
And this is the first live anything we've done in, I mean, pushing
forever.
3 years.
Right.
It's been forever.
Forever.
Right. I'm actually nervous about it.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We'll go and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Do the best we can.
And then we'll go over to Bottle Rock because that's...
Right.
Metallica's Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Metallica.
I know.
As you well know.
Yeah. My son was hitting me up for tickets and I could only get him a pair. So he's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like,
oh, what?
I don't want to go with all my friends.
I'm like, how about they buy freaking tickets then?
Oh, my.
That?
Whoa, what? Mom. Take it easy. I thought you were the mayor of Mill Valley and the owner of the radio station.
Turns out I'm not.
Don't you hire and fire everybody?
I don't.
Didn't we agree to get rid of Coco?
Mm. Oh, my God.
Oh, what do
you, why would you do
I'm
that?
Just kidding.
Now the truth comes out.
It's not the right thing to do, though. You're right. The weirdness. Look, corporations, I didn't know this. In fact, I remember when... whoever, I think it was Clinton, like, he opened the floodgates and made it possible for media companies to own more stations.
Yes.
And that was like
a deregulation.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, corporations were looking at radio as the thing to buy. We've got to get a bunch of those. Why wouldn't we? We'll get as many as we can. And the buying frenzy was on. And I really thought, like, we're all going to be fucking rich. This is awesome. I didn't know that corporations in any industry are experts at cutting costs. That's what they do. That's their thing. They don't just accept. Unless you're in the Silicon Valley. They seem to just... It's like a tidal wave of cash.
Right.
Headed out to the employees with free lunches and free this and free... What are they? Like
the weird benefits.
Yeah, like you can get your clothes done.
We'll buy you a car.
We got some daycare for you, too.
Right. Whatever you need, we've got it.
Yeah, fitness gyms.
Drinks
in
at 5.
Yeah. Your offices.
And an Uber home because you've been drinking. I mean, they've really got it all going on. I think that's because they're spending someone else's money in tech a lot of times. Like they're trying
the
to attract
right,
the venture
cash,
capitalists
right.
are like, and the venture capitalists are like, yeah, dude, I gave you all that money. I want to come by and take advantage of the laundry service. Is that
I
cool?
heard you guys put in a go-kart track.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to go.
That is really going to up productivity. It's amazing.
Anyway, it's just not, that's not the way it works.
No.
It's not.
And they way overpaid for radio stations. Like a radio station, you used to be able to buy a license and a radio station, it would cost you a couple mil. It wasn't cheap. But suddenly that little station was $25 million, and now that little station's probably far more.
Well, and the bigger stations in bigger markets were way more than $25
million. No doubt.
Way more.
We got bought in 96 going into 97, right before we got here. We got bought. DRE got bought. It scooped up.
Oh, right. I was thinking, didn't CBS buy this?
CBS bought all the Infinity stations,
right.
Yeah. So they bought all the Infinity stuff. Because Infinity was a subsidiary of Viacom. I don't know if they got bought. Did they just get folded in?
I don't know. We shouldn't even... I don't know. But I know they spent way more money than they should have on those signals, and then they went...
And then they needed them to be profitable, and because they have stockholders to answer
coming.
To. Yeah.
Goodbye, workforce.
Make it work. All those of you who are left, you too, make it work.
Fire Dave.
Yeah, don't fire Dave. Dave is the only one doing any work. God, repost that. Is that back up?
I never posted that.
It's never been posted.
You should post that.
I sent that specifically to just you guys.
Yeah. It's just all these people sitting around a hole. They all have job titles in management. And then there's Dave down there in the hole. doing the work.
Right. And it says, due to budget cuts, we're going to have to fire Dave. Dave's the only guy working.
And so they're all just going to look down the hole. Why is nothing happening? This is so weird.
You have to see it. Maybe that's a meme that's out there. And
probably, right? I mean, that looks like something that's gone around on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's a good one, though. It's true. Okay, I'm waiting for my title. That'll be fun. What are you, morning show manager?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably be like the assistant manager. Maybe I'll lobby for something.
If you're lucky.
Maybe I could be like the managerial supervisor.
If you're lucky.
Anyway.
Well, I'm going for the job anyway, sir.
All right.
So if you could put in a good word for me with yourself.
I'd be happy to help you. Okay, we're cracking ourselves up and nobody else. We got any bad advice? Let's do one.
The title of this one is Am I the Asshole? And I love these.
Yeah, they're good.
It's fun to put yourself in the person's shoes and decide how you would react. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't pre-read this, though. I just go off of Bryn's titles. It's your number one Taiwan listener here.
All right, man.
Wanting your judgment on something that happened last month. I have had a band for the last 2 years. It was my band. I started it with my husband, and I was the lead singer. Uh-oh. Here's what happened. Last month, we had a show at a local bar in town. Two of the guys in the band, David, the bassist, and Nate, the guitarist, sounds like they're real names, were at our house loading the equipment into their van 2 hours before the gig to transport it to the venue. I was upstairs finishing getting ready, and I received a call from Nate, our guitarist. He told me I needed to come downstairs immediately. It was an emergency. I grabbed my husband, also in the band, and told him we should go downstairs. While we're in the elevator, where the fuck do these people live? Maybe in like a high rise or something?
Yeah.
They were at our house loading equipment into their van. And they've got an elevator in their house. Okay. While we're in the elevator, hubby receives a call from David, the bassist. David has sent my husband a message, and my eyes catch the following: Nate tried to assault me. I'm so sorry. I'm like, what the fuck? So I head to the front of our building. Okay, so they're in a building. And there is Nate, surrounded by all our equipment on the ground. According to Nate, when he and Dave were loading the van, David dropped Nate's mixing board, which pissed Nate off. Nate was convinced David had done it on purpose, claiming David had a huge ego and wanted to use his own mixing board. Did I mention these are grown men in their 40s and 50s? David, are you really upset over this? Nate, yeah, I'm fucking pissed. It's an expensive piece of equipment. David, well, maybe you should get a proper case for it then. It's worth noting here. She says, Nate's mixer is contained by a DIY cardboard box he's fashioned for it, not a proper case or cover. But that comment set him off. Because he made a special case for it.
What is happening?
Then, according to Nate, he got in David's face and nearly punched him, so David left. Initially, I was pissed at our bass player for leaving us high and dry right before a show. We ended up having to cancel the gig because I was so rattled and shaken. I grew up in a domestic violence household, and I didn't feel comfortable performing without our bassist. My husband and I took Nate upstairs to calm him down and let him wait for his ride, but my hubby pulled me aside and told me the true story that, according to David, Nate had grabbed him and had his hands around his neck. Nate hadn't said that when he was retelling the story, so I asked Nate directly, wait, did you actually put your hands on David? He said he had, and then followed up with, but he had it coming and he deserved it. Guy has a huge ego and doesn't listen to anyone. I told him I'll never work with him again.
Yeah. Hands around the neck. That's the Simpsons. That's not real life.
Can you imagine like the scene? You're in front of like an apartment building. There's just equipment all around you. The one guy's got the hands around the neck of the other guy and everyone's screaming and yelling. All this madness winds down and I decided I don't want to work with these guys anymore. Solid choice. Mm-hmm. David apologized many times, but Nate refused and just kept justifying his behavior, claiming he'd done the right thing. I should add, I'd been unhappy in our band for more than a year due to a variety of issues. This was simply the straw that broke the camel's back. My husband just had a big surgery, and it felt like a sign from above to finally cut ties. Oh, I hope this is not the end of your music career. Mm-hmm. About a week later, Nate reaches out to me and my husband to talk about the three of us working as a trio and maybe finding a new bassist. I told Nate that hubby and I were going to take a break for a while, and I wasn't comfortable with his behavior. Because in the end, Nate was the one who choked out David, mm-hmm. even though Nate was the one who dropped David's board that was in a protective box that he had made himself.
Mm-hmm. So far, I like David.
Yeah, David seems like he's like, dude, you dropped my thing and now you're choking me?
Yeah, I haven't made a box for it.
Or what?
My cardboard box for it.
And of course I have an ego. I'm a lead guitar player in our band. What do you, I mean, how am I going to get up to the front of the stage and rip a solo if I don't have an ego?
Yeah. I explained my history of child abuse and how for me the physical confrontation was over the line. I feel like two grown men could have found a better, especially guys in a band, could have found a better way to deal with their issues and not put me and the rest of our band in such a shitty position, having to call and cancel our gig an hour or two
before
the
show. Me and the rest of our band. You mean your husband? Got it.
Well, they all play multiple roles here.
Sure.
Nate was furious. He said I was delusional for thinking violence wasn't a part of life and that words are also violent. And that me blaming him for all the band's issues was just as violent as what he had done. And that I was using him as a scapegoat and we didn't appreciate all the time, effort, and mentorship he'd given us throughout the years. He said I owed him an apology. And frankly, I don't think I do. From my standpoint, he has a huge ego and can't take responsibility for his actions. Although he has apologized for putting me and my husband in that situation, he still claims what he did was the right thing because David had it coming. And sometimes the only solution is physical. I really love Nate, and he's been a huge mentor to us throughout the years. I think he's being an asshole, and I am entirely in the right for not wanting to work with him again. Do I actually owe this fool an apology? Please say no! It might seem obvious to you guys, but because of how I grew up, I feel intimidated and guilty right now. Thanks, y'all. I don't know if she wants me to say her name or not. Jay. I'll say that.
Well, Sarah's the one that's been in, you know... Oh, if only I could come up with the term that you use.
GB band.
That's it!
I know it.
That's it!
But it doesn't... This is any situation. I'm sorry, but you're not the asshole. And you have every right to decide who you spend any time with.
Mm-hmm.
Nate choked a dude out.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.
And you're not, and you have a history of dealing with domestic violence. Fuck that guy. You're not the asshole, is she? I don't think she is.
I don't think so.
I think she's in the right. Like, they're grown adults.
Yeah.
Like, if you said sorry for dropping it, like, maybe the comment put in a better case, like, whatever, but he said sorry. Like,
yeah, no, the guy who dropped the thing is the guy who choked out the dude.
Oh, I got confused David, between David and
yeah,
Nate.
I know.
Sorry.
It was confusing, sorry. Right. Yeah. But David. Because when they get down there, only Nate's left. So they hear Nate's side of the story. Like, I dropped his thing and he got super pissed and left. And then it turns out he dropped his thing. And then I fucking choked him for a while.
Right, okay.
And that's why he left. Yeah, no, this mate is, he's stretched thin or something, you know, like he's like a twangy string, like he's going to break. You don't want to be there when that happens. Also, being in a band is, I don't know. I like rehearsing. I hate being in a band.
What do you mean?
I like rehearsing, but I don't want to go play gigs and stuff. God,
well, forget about that. But in a band, it's a bunch of people from different walks of life together to make music, right?
Sure.
You do that by choice. If you turn it into a business, you're still there by choice. Mm-hmm. You don't automatically just get to tell everyone they have to keep coming to the gig.
Right.
Even though, you know.
And there's nothing saying you can't leave either.
And that's happened. Look, there are bands. What was it? An example. Aerosmith said, our lifelong drummer can't play here anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's no good anymore. So we're done with him.
So there's different ways that you end up not working together again. But ultimately, I think it's hard to keep that stuff together in the best cases. And yeah. In this case, it doesn't sound like you guys are getting rich doing it.
No. Sounds like, you know, if you're loading it out after work, heading out to you know, a gig.
Even these rich bands where they go, all right, well, now the singer takes his own bus, and then we've got another bus for these two and another bus. They're
this
making enough money, right?
This guy, right.
That can happen. But in your situation, you shouldn't feel any obligation to anybody about anything.
No.
Go do whatever you want.
Supposedly, this is something you do because you love it. And
yeah.
It sounds like that's not they're not making it a lovable situation.
It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, it is. You're not the asshole. Are there any other questions in that?
No, it sounds like, but Thailand, that's cool.
Do I owe him
Wait, did she say?
Taiwan.
Taiwan, sorry.
Yeah, Taiwan. She lives here. Do I actually owe this fool an apology? No.
Wait, she lives here?
Yeah, she's from here.
Oh, she's from Taiwan.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm taking from it. We had a show at a
really
local
confused.
Bar in town.
I really
yeah,
got confused.
I didn't,
there was a lot of names and
really
a lot of... It doesn't really. You're not the asshole. You're fine. Yeah. Next story.
Well, hold on. I thought we were in Taiwan the whole time.
Oh.
And frankly, I had that wrong. Now I was in Thailand.
Now our opinions changed. You are the asshole. Now that you're in America, didn't realize.
Visualizing that in my head in an entirely different way.
We thought Dave was getting choked out. Oh, he was getting choked out. That's right.
Dave was the one.
Dave was getting choked out, yeah.
No, yeah, David. And Nate,
yeah, Nate was
choking
him.
Oh,
got
boy.
It.
Yeah, I am. Well, anyway.
You're not the asshole. Don't worry
you're
about
not,
it.
Turns out.
And besides, you're the singer. You can go play with anybody.
Right. Don't say my name. Love you all. Need bad advice to keep the romance alive after babies.
Mm. Oh.
I had our twins about a month ago. I know we have a lot going on right now. I need to wait for the 6-week checkup. Yeah, there's like a whole 6 weeks
mm-hmm.
of waiting, right?
Yeah.
She's worried about the sex drying up within the window right after birth?
That is a good person.
You're a nice lady. You're a nice, nice lady.
She's
You're an incredible
person.
Partner.
Yeah.
Before this, we had a great sex life, and I want to maintain that. I'll gladly do things for him, and I know he's taking care of himself, but I also don't want to lose us during this time.
Aw.
Yeah, twins are fucking gnarly.
Damn.
I don't know if you got any kind of help, but that would be helpful. How do I bring that up? Just bring it up to him. I want to get back to us and our hot,
keep our sex
sloppy,
alive, yeah.
Uh-huh. Juicy sex.
I love that.
Look, so whoa, juicy. I like it. Uh-huh. One of the things, because I went, what?
How do I do stuff for him without him feeling like I'm doing a chore for him? I want him to enjoy. That's weird.
It's okay.
Oh, because she says I want him to enjoy it and not feel that he can't reciprocate. Because for 2 weeks, she's not going to be able to.
Yeah,
that
sucks, but you're a good partner.
Yeah, her heart's in
the
right place.
For even thinking about this at that point, because I don't think many people are capable, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got twins at your house.
Yeah.
The thing with twins, too, is it's like, if only they would be on the same schedule. But like, because with one baby, when the baby sleeps, you can also sleep.
Mm.
You think you won't. You think you'll get all this stuff done. But no, you're like, oh, God, the baby's asleep. You get some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But two babies, one's asleep.
Yeah, they alternate.
And then the other one's not. And then this one's making a lot of noise.
You know this because you know someone with twins, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. It hurts.
Not to mention your kids were pretty darn close in age, too.
They were, but they weren't. My kids were easy compared to, they had their things throughout, but not like some people. Like, with,
right.
you know, some people have that colicky baby or the baby who just will not sleep or both my kids slept. so that at least, plus I had John. John quit his job, so he was there, and I was just like, fuck that. That sounds awful. I'm going to bed.
Fuck that noise.
I got to get up.
Right.
Sorry about it.
Show's not going to do itself.
Nope. I can't. I would not have been wanting to work from home either. I'd be like, I'll be happy to drive in. Oh. Right.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. I know that we had, our marriage hit the rocks after after the first one. We were not, and my sex life was me jacking off, the end. Like, it was rough. And I can tell you,
she was going through some stuff. And
yeah, we're still together, but it was tough. And part of the problem was the communication we're talking about here. I wasn't getting, I'd like to do that for you, but I'm under this or whatever. And for the longest time, it was, I've waited all week. It's Saturday night, which is my night. I'm going to wait here while she puts the kid to sleep. And then 10, 11, 12. She may have fallen asleep up there. I'm starting to think I'm alone. Uh-oh. And that happened every weekend for a long time. I'd be like, you know, and that's, guys,
you get in the bed with the kid to keep him in bed.
Guys will spend the whole week looking forward to that Saturday night. They want their intimacy with their partner. I'm not speaking just for myself. I think most guys are like, yeah, I really want that. I really miss that.
That's when we reconnect.
This is our thing. This is what we do. This is, so when that goes away, it's tough. Just saying.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm going to keep us alive. I'm going to keep our partnership alive. I'm going to keep our sex life alive. I want our sex life to stay good. Just talking to him about it will help him.
Absolutely. I really think when you say I want him to enjoy it and not feel bad that he can't reciprocate, just say, oh, you're going to reciprocate because I'm going to be 2 weeks from now. I'm going to need some action.
Right.
I'm going to get dick down.
Yeah, I want to get dick down hard. And I would remind you, though, whatever you do with the kids, them being in the bed with you, sleeping or not, not acceptable when you're doing it. When you're doing it, there should be no
all,
children in the
name.
Bed.
And I don't know why you guys keep talking about shit like that.
Because it's fucked up.
Disgusting.
Dude.
I can't do it with the fucking camera on and just hearing the noises in the background.
No.
Jesus.
But Bryn, somehow, I don't know.
Hey, camera, get over here. We need you.
It's time.
Get the fuck out of here.
That is so twisted.
I'm done with this fucking show.
Wow. Oh, all right. He's leaving.
Oh, you can't leave.
Wait, where are you going?
Leaving? Yeah, I'm just
going
to go wrap some stuff up over here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's about time anyway.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it did seem really like your feelings were hurt or something. You know, we're just fucking with
that
you.
That was really
family
traumatic.
Bed.
We got enough controversy going on right now with Coco. We don't need you walking out.
Oh, great. Now you guys are all over Bryn. Oh, I guess he'll be the next to leave.
It's on the record.
We don't like that.
The abuse.
I'm not into it. Okay.
Print your copy up.
The end, I guess. Oh, we have to cut something.
Oh, fun.
Yay.
The end.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.